Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Biden administration has mismanaged COVID. It has mismanaged inflation. It has mismanaged the border. And it has mismanaged foreign policy all in one year. If the aliens landed tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing.
Best summary of the situation. If the aliens landed tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing. Yep. And it is about to get worse. Yep. The Democrat Party, in conjunction with the Trudeau government of Canada, has launched a full-on attack and assault on our supply lines. There is no other way to tell you this morning, folks, other than that the deliberately orchestrated collapse of our supply chains on this continent has begun. Now, when I say stuff like that, some of you panic. Don't panic. If it's all going to go down, I'll tell you. We don't know how it ends. We don't know how it ends. What we're seeing is the last gasp of the plan they had for complete totalitarian power that was supposed to be brought about by COVID and vax passes. Remember when the Biden administration told ABC News back in April that their plan was eventually to restrict travel across state lines for the unvaccinated? They had a whole regime planned. It was going to be a prison nation. They failed. They failed. They did not achieve their aims. So what you're seeing here with what's going on, you need to pay attention to what's going on the Canadian border, what's going on the Mexican border. What started this weekend, the media is not telling you about it. There's a reason for that. This is huge news in Canada, and it should be huge news here. Just when you thought things could not get any worse, bare shelves, Biden has launched a full-on attack on what is left of our supply lines. Banning unvaccinated truckers from Mexico and Canada into the U.S. Now, there is a full-on rebellion going on at the Canadian border. Truckers blocking the highways entering and leaving the U.S. from Canada. You're like, wow, that's a bit. Why didn't I hear about that? Not because the left's behind it. They don't want you to know what they're doing. They're trying to collapse the supply lines. Folks, and I got to tell you, it makes me nervous when I see these things happening. It makes me nervous because I understand that the Democrats could reopen the two ports and the supply line problems coming from the two ports in California. They have deliberately obstructed those. They are hurting Joe Biden with the supply chain problems, and yet they persist, which tells me they want this. So Canadian truckers against COVID tyranny block the highways entering and leaving the U.S. from Canada both ways. It's been going on for a week now. It accelerated over the weekend. That follows new bizarre government rules that are being put on the borders. The Trudeau government of Canada in tandem with our insane administration that ban unvaccinated drivers from crossing the border into the U.S. one of the trucks had a sign reading mandate freedom. Okay, so what is going on here? Okay, a couple things. Been the produce section lately, no? Wow, that is a thing I did over the weekend. Yeah, we had to hit a couple stores to get what we needed. Yeah, there's just whole sections missing. Do you ever have the feeling when you're shopping, what if a few more sections disappeared? What if just a few more sections on top of that? I mean, first, do you realize there is, and have you read the number? We had it up on our 106.3 WORD news site last week. You know how, because you know it's down, right? You've seen the supplies on the shelves. You know it's down. You know the number's down. How much is it down by? 15%, Lee reported last week. It's 15. And they look about right, 15? Wonder what it'll look like at 20 and 25. I wonder when the panic sets in. Joe don't care. Shelves are bare in the U.S. Manufacturers can't get parts. Businesses are shutting down operations due to shortages. And see, America and Canada is almost completely dependent on Mexico and Central America for produce, for vegetables and fruits. And we are partially dependent on them. So Joe came up with this idea. It'd be a great idea. Why don't we just stop the trucks from coming across the border with that stuff? I don't misunderstand. Joe will have plenty of produce at the White House, and we'll probably have absolutely no idea any of this is going on. Shelves are bare in the U.S. Manufacturers cannot get parts. Businesses are shutting down operations due to shortages. And what does the Biden regime do? They block at least 10% of the truckers from Canada and Mexico from entering the U.S. with their goods using a vaccine mandate and a vax pass mandate. Folks, what you are seeing right here is a small glimpse, the remaining vestige of the authoritarian lockdown on travel they had planned. This is one last gasp to see if you don't lose your mind if they lock down borders. Okay? We are winning on these issues. They are losing. But they are trying. They want control of those supply lines badly. You want to understand why? Read look up World Economic Forum supply lines. They've been gaming this going back a year, shutting down the supply lines before anybody was talking about supply lines, just like they were gaming the outbreak of a deadly COVID virus style virus. Yes, they used the word COVID in 2019. And you're like, wait, that thing didn't break out till 2020. I know it didn't, did it? World Economic Forum seems to have this really, really uncanny way of knowing what disaster is coming next. Don't know how. Anyway, they're all very interested in supply lines right now. All the world's leftists, all the world's elites, and they just seem to be doing things that cause them to shut down. Maybe it's a coincidence. On Thursday, Biden's Homeland Security Agency announced that truckers from Mexico and Canada will no longer be allowed to enter the U.S. without vaccine passports. So the produce, the auto parts, yeah, the food, things like that they were holding behind them will also not come over the border. That's how that works. Now, if they were unvaccinated illegal aliens, no problem. No. Come right in. You have your arrest warrant. Good. We'll put you on a plane. No. We'll put you right on the plane. No need for a COVID vaccine. You don't even need a COVID test. Fox News reported at one point this summer, and I don't know what the number is now, that they had let 15,000 COVID positive illegals into the country. Not just left them in, but at your expense, drove them in and flew them in. So this isn't about COVID. Let's not even pretend. Let's just pretend. I mean, there's no need to pretend. They don't care about COVID. They've been bringing their voters, continuing their voter drive at the border. No problem. Come right in if you got COVID. But if you want to cross the same border in a truck full of produce at a land port entry point, well, now we've got a problem. If they were unvaccinated illegal aliens, i.e. Democrat voters, no problem, come right in. But since they are unvaccinated truckers, some of whom are actually Mexican, we have quite a few Mexican truck drivers, this is thanks to the Bush administration, that they pick up in Mexico and they drive over the border. They bring in legally, they come here legally, and then they leave legally, and then they do it back and forth. Okay. So this is Democrat politics at its best, bat crap crazy. Freight waves reported, that is a journal of the industry, the U.S. will close its borders in the the middle of a supply crisis. Oh, my God. The U.S. will close its borders to unvaccinated and partially vaccinated Canadian and Mexican truck drivers on Saturday. That's when it started, by the way. You know what's amazing about this? This has barely been covered by the mainstream media. And that's how you know it's a thing. They're in the, what they always do for the first day, denial that any of it's going on, right? Denial that any of it is going on. The impact will be felt most acutely for the U.S.-Canada freight market, where around 160,000 truckers regularly cross the border, 75% of whom are Canadians. They are now projecting that 10 to 15% of the drivers will leave cross-border trucking as a result of the mandates and exacerbate existing supply chain issues. This is not an accident. This has nothing to do with COVID. This is a man-made attack on our supply chains. Why? Why, though? Why? What are they up to? I don't have a good feeling about it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Texter writes, the truckers just have to say they want to stay here and have no ID. Nah, see, unfortunately, if you want to say, okay, if you're the same, if you're a trucker from Mexico, now, if you want to come over, you can just get out of the truck, leave it on the side of the road, and walk over. You could be COVID positive and sneezing on everyone when you walk past. That'll be fine. They'll put you on a plane, and you could fly using only your arrest warrant as ID. If we don't know who you are, you could be, you know, Juan from Mexico, or you could be an internationally wanted terrorist. We don't care. We'll put you right on a plane. But if you're hauling, if you're hauling vegetables behind you in a truck, well, now that is an infection danger. Wait, what? Huh? Yeah, this is a policy at a Biden administration that has flown or trucked or bus over 15,000 that we know of illegal immigrants, COVID positive illegal immigrants into the country. Folks, do you remember how bad it was in Texas? Because see, I don't forget this stuff from the summer. This illegal family sitting in a restaurant, just hacking away, sneezing. The patrons called the police. They were freaking out, and the police came. Remember, it was all over the place. Wasn't all over the place. Fox News had it though. Remember, it went on for days. And they tell the police, yeah, we're illegal immigrants. We're COVID positive. And some of the, you know, nonprofit groups have put us up. Yeah, we don't care. We're COVID positive. No mask. Hacking all over the place. No shot. Nobody cares. Biden brings them in. But he's now saying if the same Mexican comes in legally driving a truck full of produce, no can do. No, not no can do unless he gets his... Wow. Oh, we're up to triple vax now. Do you see that? Folks, who told you that was coming? Who told you? I mean months ago when nobody was talking about it. I don't mean the last few weeks when they've been talking about it. I'm talking months and months ago. I was telling you this at the beginning of summer. That the way you needed to look at the vaccine mandate at work is that it's not one, it's not two. It's not three, it's not four, it's not five. It is forever because it doesn't work. It does not work to stop the spread. You will get sick. They're lying, and I was right about that. What did I tell you? Well, you think, well, I'll just take the two vaxes and I get to keep my job. Oh, no, no, no. It was going to be three or four or five or six, on and on and on and on and on, driving that Pfizer stock up. And here we go. I told you they'd change the definition so that you could never be fully vaccinated. Headline, CDC plans to pivot the language on vaccination, Walensky says. Of course they do. How did I know? Because, folks, they're on their fifth shot in Israel. They're on their fifth shot. At the time, they were telling us, remember this is in the summer. Well, see, we're going to get the third booster, and the third booster is going to be a thing of wonder, and it is going to work. And I'm like, no, it's not. They've already given the third booster in Israel. At the time, they were on a fourth because the third didn't work. And they're thinking, like, I guess they were figuring nobody has Google. And nobody would know about Israel or that the Pfizer shot had failed miserably there. As the next one will, and the one after that, and the one after that, because it does not work. Allegedly, it gives you protection against death and hospitalization, but I tell you, I'm skeptical about that, too. See, as my dad almost died after the two shots of COVID in the hospital. Anyway, that's just my experience. You have yours. So, and the sickest people in my family are the vaccinated. It's the strangest thing. But anyway, here we go. Here we go. I told you. Told you this was coming. I told you this was coming this summer. So this is a beauty of the terror show. You can listen to this show in April and know what's going to happen in January. You know why, folks? It's not that hard to know. It's because they lie to you. They manipulate you. The mainstream media does endlessly. But we don't do that on this show. We don't. We strive to bring you reality, whatever it is, every day. Texter writes here, did you see the Bloomberg article about the fourth shot not going to be the last shot? Well, of course it's not. They're on the fifth shot in Israel. Oh, did you see this? Speaking of Israel, and I don't want to laugh because it really is. It's not funny. It really is. It's not funny. Did you see Israel? Record high COVID infection rates. Most vaccinated country on earth. Quadruple vaxxed Israel breaks world record in COVID cases per capita. You know what this means, folks? And they're going to have to admit this eventually. This whole COVID narrative is falling apart. It is. That's the good news. It's not bad news anymore. It's good news. You know what they're going to have to admit eventually? The more vaccinated your country is, the sicker it is. Just like Israel. So you want to know what our future is? Google Israel. Go look at what's happening in Israel. That's the future. Or we can just stop this nonsense.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so the weekend began with the bizarre spectacle, and it was bizarre, of California Governor Gavin Newsom going out to the site of the disaster. Now, normally when governors do this, it's a photo op, both sides of the aisle do it. They put on their boots, they go to the site of a natural disaster, and they'll help clean up trash or something. And normally when this happens, it's a flood or hurricane or tornado, something like that. But times are changing. The Democrats are changing post-American territories, the post-American territories that they control, into the Wild West. So Newsom's out there, man. He's got his sleeves rolled up, so he looks great for the photo op. Hair's not moving. Doesn't matter how fast the wind blows. That's Newsom. And he's out there, and he's showing he cares, you know. But for the first time ever, it's not a natural disaster. It is a party-caused disaster. It is the raiding of the trains. And he's picking up boxes. Have you seen the pictures? If you haven't seen the pictures, go on my Twitter feed. Go on my Twitter feed and look at the one on the front page of the LA Times. It will blow your mind. Tens of thousands of boxes. You cannot even see the ground. You do not know what color the dirt is along the tracks. The boxes are littered. And the boxes on the tracks from all the robberies, because the Democrat Party has made train robbery great again and brought back the Wild West. What they'll do, the hordes, is the people that they will go right on the train. They pull the box. See if there's anything valuable in it they could resell online or out of the back of a car. And if not, they chuck it over their shoulder and go on in the next box. So it's all kinds of ripped and open boxes and Amazon packages. Well, those ended up on the tracks and 17 cars derailed 2 weekends ago. And all because Gascone won't prosecute. We know what's going on here because Union Pacific has had to say, that's the real line. Hey, listen, we're going to have to reroute around to LA because we can't go through. It's like no man's land. Now, here's what's, folks, just to give you the entire picture. Well, you know, let's let Newsom describe what this looks like to him. Okay, this is the Democrat governor of California.
I see what you see. I see what you've been covering. I see what everybody's seen and asking myself, what the hell is going on? I mean, look like a third world country, these images, the drone images that were on the nightly news day in and day out.
Yeah, it does. They're hitting 90 cars a day. So this, I mean, these are hordes of people. These are people just running wild. It's Wild West. You know why the Wild West was the Wild West? Because there's no law enforcement. You had to do it yourself. Now listen to this. Okay, so Newsom goes out there and he's saying, you know, somebody should do something or something. Well, that's, you know, they say to him, well, you know, Union Pacific saying they're going to have to reroute the trains if Gascon, one of the, you know, liberal DAs sponsored by Soros, the Democrat Party's big fundraiser, you know, it's Gascon. Union Pacific saying, you know, we haven't been called to testify to single case prosecution in any one of these people robbing these trains because they're not prosecuting. So Newsom, the governor, is asked, well, you know, will you condemn Gascon? Will you tell Gascon to get it together? No. Huh? No. What? Why did you even come out then? So he said, yeah, Newsom said, yeah, well, you know, I would like some prosecution. But then when asked, he endorses Gascon. So we got the governor picking up trash in a rail yard because of the rash of rail thefts that are plaguing Union Pacific rail lines. He says he wants prosecution, but then he turns around and endorses George Gascon, who does not prosecute thefts. He's legalized petty theft. That's why we have this problem. Folks, this is a big deal. There's test results, like medical test results in some of these packages. One of the ones the local news found was an airline part that had been shipped rush delivery. Hope that wasn't important. It's just on multi-$1,000 plane parts, just on the side of the tracks. Listen to this. Here's Gavin Newsom. And not only does he end up endorsing Gascon, who, by the way, blamed Union Pacific for this mess. Union Pacific. Okay, you want to know what actually caused it? This is fascinating. This is in the LA Times. And here you see the scope of the man-caused disaster here. You know, it's a party-caused disaster. It's no one man. It's the Democrat Party, right? From the LA Times, right? Under the headline, like a third world country, Governor Newsom decries rail thefts amid push to beef up enforcement. Listen to how the two Democrat man-caused disasters come together. Why are we having so many thefts off the trains? Well, one of the reasons is Gascon won't prosecute, right? Because he's a Democrat. They don't believe in prosecuting criminals. They want to canonize them instead, right? So that's problem number one. But problem number two is that the ports of L.A. and Long Beach are backed up, right? Due to Democrats' policies on trucks that ban a little more than half the fleet from coming into California because it's not, you know, air friendly enough. It's not pollution friendly enough, right? So we've had the backup of the cargo. They could stop that by not implementing the laws. Trump did. His EPA blocked the laws, or we would have had this supply line mess in his presidency. So Biden could stop it at any time. He won't, which is what tells you his EPA could stop it, just as Trump's did, which tells you they want this. This is by design. They don't care that it hurts them, and they want it for whatever reason. Now, listen to this. The crush of cargo at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, plus what they call the limited security on rail lines, helped make cargo trains vulnerable. Okay, wait, limited security. But has the security changed from years past? No. Oh, so it can't be that. What is it? The trains slow down and end up stopped. Why? Because of the backup from the ports caused by the Democrat policies on the trucks. So this is a total man-caused disaster. Before, they weren't parked for long periods of time. They weren't parked for long periods of time. They have made hundreds of arrests, the Union Pacific Police Force. They just don't get prosecuted. So that's what's changed. The Democrats got the ports so good and backed up there. And what people don't understand is that they could change it if they wanted to, but they won't. And what are they doing here? Folks, I'm telling you, they are using Joe Biden as a sacrificial lamb. They are heaping all the sins of the Democrat Party onto him. They already know he's a throwaway candidate, that he is out the door in 24. And so what are they doing? Everything they've ever wanted to do. They'll cast all the blame on him and cast him out. Joe's too stupid to see it coming, or doesn't care, or both. They're doing what they want to do, and they're grinding down the supply lines, and they're doing it on purpose. They could stop at any time they want. So listen to that. This is Newsom. Listen to him in here. Apologize to the horde for calling them a gang. That was a step too far. As he stands in the rubbish of what he himself describes as a third world country. It looks like a landfill. And he's apologizing to the people who did it. This is the left, folks. This is the modern left.
As trains are being looted in Los Angeles, it's now getting the attention of the state. Governor Newsom visited a site today that is littered with packages to outline a plan for stopping this crime. The governor was there to lead a major cleanup effort at the Union Pacific Rail Yard, and you could definitely see all the boxes and containers. If a package didn't make it to your door, it might be there. For weeks, thieves have been raiding cargo containers on trains that stop there to unload, and now the state is stepping in.
This is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people that are coming out, and forgive me for saying gangs. I know that's not a pejorative.
I can't even. He's apologizing to the criminals for calling them gangs. Oh, sorry, didn't mean any offense. Just because you stole all that stuff doesn't mean you're in a gang. Didn't mean to judge you. They're paralyzed, though, folks. Here's the thing. They can't change. They can't reverse course because their lunatic voters will take them out in the primaries. They are stuck. And I mean stuck. They can't reverse course. They know they need to. They know how bad this looks. They know it will only grind down and get worse. Oh, have you seen this in Philly? You can't do not go to Philadelphia, whatever you do. Do you know they have had over 300 carjackings since the beginning of the year in Philadelphia? Mm-hmm. Can't go there. Can't go. They will just take it from you. Can't go there. And I would skip Detroit, too, where children can't go out and play. And definitely take New York City off your list as well. And tragically there, I've been talking about how these ambush killings of police officers are, in fact, terrorist attacks by the left. And we lost another officer this weekend in another terrorist attack. It was an ambush. Those are political killings because they wear blue. They were Hispanic, by the way, but the media won't care. Man, this is something that would totally happen to me. My email inbox is a mess. Oh, it's a mess. I don't even... Yeah, because the same email that they publish for me here publicly is also the one they use to communicate with me at work. I could barely... I mean, it's like being drowned every day. I think I could have a part-time assistant just to go through my email. So this is totally something that would happen to me. Plus, I wouldn't believe it. A woman almost missed an email about a $3 million lottery win because it went to spam. No, you can totally see that. Would you click on, you won $3 million? Yeah, right. Okay, fine. Except she did. She did. A Michigan woman named Laura Spears was looking through her spam folder for a missing email from a friend. She came across a notification she'd won the lottery. Now, here's the shocking part. It was legit. Laura had purchased a Mega Millions ticket in the Michigan lottery, you know, from the website 3 weeks prior. She matched five numbers to win a million, and she had a mega plier to multiply her prize by three, so it's $3 million. She did something smart, though. She didn't click anything in the email, logged onto her Michigan lottery account, see if it was real. It was. Excuse me. And she claimed her prize. So just, you know, let them know by email. Not sure that's a good strategy. Yeah, most people be like, I didn't win the lottery, whatever. I'm not clicking on that. It's probably a virus. You think they'd call about something like, but I guess they just don't. I guess they just don't. So anyway, was this the most ridiculously exciting weekend of football ever? We'll get into that next hour. Crazy weekend of NFL divisional playoff action. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers bumped. How do we have a Super Bowl without Tom Brady? How is it? Do we? I don't know how we do that as a country. I don't know the way forward, but apparently we're going to have to. They got bumped. Patrick Mahomes mounts a comeback in 13 seconds, sends the Chiefs to their fourth straight AFC title game, and that was only the beginning. We'll have Tim weighing in on that. What's going on with that? That's just crazy, 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 crazy times. So much stuff going on this morning. Meanwhile, folks, have you noticed the COVID narrative is unraveling? You might not have noticed it in this country. We're still pretending here. But in so many other countries, from the Czech Republic to the UK, they're drop-kicking masks You know, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, vax passes. Why are they doing that all of a sudden? What's going on? I'll explain that in the next hour. Something big. Something big. And part of it, the reason they can't hide this anymore in Britain, and you haven't been told the story by the mainstream media because they're blacking it out. The British Medical Journal got internal data from Pfizer, from a whistleblower, showing Pfizer was hiding the deaths and injuries. The Pfizer contractors were in Texas. Now, the British Medical Journal is highly respected. Highly respected. They were hiding injuries and deaths of children and pregnant women. Can you imagine? It takes a special kind of evil to do that. But hey, it's Pfizer. So, and they published it. Whistleblower report. So I said weeks ago, this is beginning of the end. Can't hide this forever. Now the British Medical Journal is demanding the release of the COVID test data. Because they know. They know. They know they're hiding the injuries and the deaths. And so, look, this is why Boris Johnson is ducking for cover and getting out of there, because that data comes out, it's over. And now in this country, we've had a court order the release of the data in 8 months. It's 7 months now. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. The truth on this will come out before the election, and it's not going to be good for those who pushed it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.